Welcome, beautiful souls. There we go. To Love Notes, your Friday night ritual inside the Passion Zone. I'm Allie Thies, and tonight we're opening the first Love Notes of 2026 together. Woohoo! And thank you, Alex. Thank you for my heart and my roses. Thank you, thank you. And here is Zena joining me here for this episode of Love Notes. So there's something really tender about the first days of a new year, isn't there? The noise hasn't fully returned yet. The expectations haven't hardened. We're still a little open, a little reflective, could be a little honest. And a new year doesn't always bring new people, but it always certainly brings new clarity. New boundaries, new awareness, new standards, new definitions of what love should feel like. And tonight's theme is the year love meets you differently. Because when you change, love can't approach you the same way it used to. Woohoo! Yay! Hello! It's Monica Otterman. Hello, guys! Thank you for joining me. I'm glad, so happy you're both here. Yes. I'm glad you guys are joining me. I'm so excited. All right. Let's read the poem here. This is from A Gentle Reminder by Bianca Spirico. You are not difficult to love. You are difficult to manipulate, and that is your magic. You are not asking for too much. You are asking the wrong people. The right ones won't make you feel like your needs are a burden. Now, this poem feels like it was kind of written for the beginning of the year, doesn't it? So many of us spend times trying to soften ourselves, to be more agreeable, to be less emotional, maybe a little less intuitive or demanding of depth. But what if the problem was never you? What if it wasn't that you were too much? Maybe you're just no longer available for what couldn't meet you. Tonight, it's all about honoring the version of you that no longer negotiates your worth and how love responds when you stop doing that. All right. Gotta move, Zena Luina. Zena, of course, joining us here for Love Notes, as she usually does. But she's been kind of demanding today. I don't understand why. Maybe she's just really happy it's the new year. Couldn't tell you. But we are up first for our new dedication number one of the new year. And this is from Talia in New York. And she writes, there's Zena, I don't need you to chase me. I need you to meet me where I stand right now. And the song she asked me to play is If I Ain't Got You by Alicia Keys. Now, fingers crossed that everything plays like it's supposed to. That was a very good song. And you know what? The song played. There were just no slowing down, no skipping, no static. This is an excellent start to 2026. This is good stuff. Now, with that song, with this dedication, there's a moment in growth when you stop wanting to be pursued and start wanting to be recognized, right? You're not impressed, you're not convinced, you're not persuaded. But you're recognized. When you stop walking toward people to prove your worth, the right ones finally see you clearly. If you're joining me live here on TikTok, drop me an emoji in the chat. If meeting someone at your level matters more than grand gestures. Because remember, I always talk about grand gestures and that love is not about the grand gestures, right? It's about the little things that you do. For one another, with one another. The little things is what makes love, love. Okay? And speaking of love, let's talk about the romance book spotlight of the week. Now, this week we have This Time Next Year by Sophie Cousins, Cousens. And this was published back in 2020, COVID time. It's when it came out. And the book opens on two people born just minutes apart on New Year's Eve. Both carry things that we all feel: disappointment, grief, humor, and quiet hope into adulthood. They grow up parallel with each other, never quite meeting at the right time, until life gives them another chance. What makes this book special isn't just the romance. It's the way it explores, really, the exploration of timing as development, not failure. Sometimes things don't work out because you weren't ready yet. That does happen. Sometimes love doesn't miss you. It waits for you to become somebody new, right? So if you're joining me live, drop me an emoji in the chat if you believe timing is part of love's intelligence. I think it is. I think timing is something beyond us, that powers the be, whatever you would like to call it. They really know the timing. We always want to know when, right? Humans do not like being kept in the dark. We like to know what's around the corner. We're not big on surprises, okay? We don't want to jump into the unknown. At least most people don't. I have met a few that will, but it's a very few people that are like that. And one of the biggest things we always ask about is timing, right? When am I going to meet so-and-so? When am I going to get that new job? When's that book going to make me a best-selling author? When do we want to know these things, right? But sometimes we can know too much about love and about the future, so much so that we could avoid doing what we need to do in order to get to that future. Just something to keep in mind. Now we're going to go up to dedication number 2. And we have 4 dedications every hour. And the thing about dedications, which I love, is if you dedicate a song to somebody, for a split second, when I play the song and the dedication, you are in their mind for a split second. It's up to them if they want to keep thinking about you. But you arrive there. The energy goes there. And it's a wonderful, wonderful thing when that happens. So if you'd like to make a dedication for next week, because this week we're full, for next week, if you're joining me live here on TikTok, you can go to the link in my profile, which will send you to a link page. And I believe it's the second link down that sends you to the dedication. If you are listening the podcast version tonight or the next day, your link is below in the show's notes. And if by some chance you are at the Passion Zone, which is my website, you'll see Love Notes in the top menu. Click on that and you'll get right to the dedication form. But it's nice to dedicate a song to somebody, okay? It's nice to let somebody else know you're thinking about them. We used to do this all the time growing up, us Gen Xers. We would call the radio stations every week and dedicate a song to somebody we liked. Always hoping, fingers crossed, that they were listening at the time. But then, like now, once the dedication is played, we're in their head for a split second or two. And it's up to them if they keep thinking about us. So, this dedication, the second one here, comes from Ryan in Arizona. And he writes, "I like who I am with you. That's how I knew that this was different." Ooh. And he wants me to play Sunflower by Rex Orange Country. I've been learning all these new songs lately. I've never heard this one before. But let's give it a shot, shall we? But that was Sunflower by Rex Orange Country. Yes. And, you know, listening to the song and the lyrics and whatnot, it makes me think about paying attention about who is the person you become when you're around somebody. Do you feel lighter? Do you feel more like yourself? More playful, maybe? More grounded? Maybe a little sexy? Could be. The right connection doesn't make you monitor your tone or edit your joy, which is wonderful, right? Drop me an emoji in the chat if you're joining me live here on TikTok, if comfort and chemistry finally exist in the same place for you. Yes, indeed, you do. Love it. Absolutely love it. All right. So now we're up to our desire drop of the week. This desire drop is called the Standards Shift. It's a recalibration of desire for the new year. All right. So I want you to think about the last time you felt attraction. Whatever that was, when you were attracted to somebody. And if they're sitting right next to you, think about that as well. What was the last time you were really attracted to the person sitting next to you? How did you feel when you're feeling that attraction, or if you're feeling it right now? Do or did you feel calm or anxious? Did you feel clear or maybe confused? Did I feel chosen or uncertain? And here's the shift. Desire no longer comes from intensity. No, it comes from energy alignment. Yes, it does. And why does this work? Well, I'll tell you. Your nervous system is your most honest compass. That, and of course, your intuition. All right. It doesn't respond to fantasy. Okay, your nervous system. It responds to safety, clarity, and mutual interest. Your turn-ons evolve when you do. What excited you 5 years ago might not feel that good anymore. And that's growth, not loss. Desire follows self-respect. Yay! Desire drop for the week. I love me desire drop. So now we're going to dedication number 3. And then after dedication number 3, we're going to go into the soulful connection part of the show. That's where we have a meditation. Just an FYI to let you know that's coming up. All right. So dedication number 3 here is from Cara. And Cara is in Illinois. And they write, I loved who we were, but I love even more who I'm becoming. Ooh. And she would like me to play another song I've never heard of. The Night We Met by Lord Huron. This is a song from Lord Huron, like Lake Huron. Yeah. It kind of reminds me of endings, right? Some endings are grief-filled. Some endings are filled with gratitude. Some are even kind of like giving you permission to grow. Not every love is meant to follow you into the next version of your life. If you're joining me live here on TikTok, drop me an emoji in the chat. If honoring growth meant at one time you let go of something or someone. Now coming up, next we're going to do the soulful connection part of tonight's show. And this is all about, tonight we're talking about frequency. And 2026 doesn't just want new goals from you. It wants you to have a new energetic standard. Your frequency is shaped by what you tolerate, what you pursue, what you stop explaining, what you no longer chase. When your frequency changes, love approaches you differently. It approaches with less chaos, less confusion, and more clarity. And who doesn't need more of that, right? Now, we're going to do a little meditation here. These meditations, they seem to last about 10 minutes. Tonight's meditation is called Love Meets Your Frequency. All right? So, let us all begin by finding a nice, quiet, comfortable place. Somewhere that you can sit or lie down undisturbed. Just give yourself a moment to settle in. Adjust your body so it feels supported and that hopefully it feels at ease. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to take a deep breath in through your nose. You ready? We're going to count to five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold it for a second, and then exhale through your mouth. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Again, let's inhale through your nose. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold it for a second, and exhale slowly through your mouth. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And just allow yourself to sit there and breathe, inviting a sense of calm to wash over you. Feel yourself becoming more grounded, more present, more connected to your inner world. Allow your thoughts to drift, your body to soften, and your energy to settle. Now, imagine yourself standing in an open field. The sky above is painted in twilight colors. Soft rose gold, deep indigo. The first stars of the evening are beginning to appear. A gentle breeze moves through the air, clear and refreshing. The earth beneath your feet is strong, grounding you in this moment. You are still. You are clear. You are ready. Bring your awareness to the center of your chest, right at your heart space. Visualize a steady light beginning to glow from within. Soft at first, then brighter. This is your signal, a vibration that says, I know who I am now. Let it radiate outward, strong, unmistakable, confident. This signal isn't loud. It's not reaching. It doesn't beg to be seen. It simply is. And from this place, a shift begins. You feel it in your body, in your presence. In the energy you hold, you realize you are no longer available for love that fragments you. You are no longer available for chasing what doesn't want to be found. You are no longer explaining yourself. shrinking yourself, or tolerating what feels misaligned. Your energy now says, only love that meets me may enter. Feel that signal growing stronger, reaching into the world around you. Everything that no longer aligns gently falls away, and what does matches your frequency, begins to move towards you with ease, with resonance, with clarity. This is your new energetic standard. No more chaos, no more confusion, only clarity and connection. Now, let this truth settle into your body. Feel it like a gentle hum in your chest, a rhythm that keeps you steady, and repeat silently or out loud. I am no longer available for love that doesn't meet me. I am no longer available for love that doesn't meet me. Let those words shape your field. Let them guide your boundaries. Let them honor your heart. And now, begin to return. Gently bring your awareness back to your body. Feel the support beneath you, the air on your skin. Wiggly fingers, your toes. Take a full deep breath in and slowly release it. When you feel ready, open your eyes, returning fully, rooted in your truth. You know who you are now, and love knows when to meet you. Take a few moments now to just sit in this energy. If you feel called, write down what shifted for you, what you're letting go of, and what you're now available to receive. And throughout your day, return to this signal, this knowing, this frequency that you are no longer chasing, you are choosing. And your affirmation for the week is, I attract love that matches who I am now. I'll say it one more time. I attract love that matches who I am now. Now, something about this love. It doesn't necessarily have to be a romantic love. It can be a love for family. It can be a love for friends. It can be a love for a vocation, a job, a career, a calling, if you will. So if you are already having a love that you care deeply for and you're not searching for anybody new, you don't have to. You can apply this meditation to anything that you could love. All right? Okay. So moving forward, let's go with the romantic movie spotlight of the week. And this week, we're going to talk about Begin Again. This is back from 2013. So, wow, 13 years ago. The film really isn't about being saved. It's about doing what we all do, rebuild. It's about two people at an emotional crossroad that feel connection and find connection, not through rescue, but through creativity, honesty, and self-respect. It's a reminder that love can walk alongside your healing, not necessarily interrupt it. And if you've been through this type of journey before in your life, if you're joining me live, drop me an emoji in the chat. If, you know, this sounds like the beginning, the ending, or maybe the middle of one of your love stories. Aha. Oh, hello, Zena. You're back. I had to kick Zena out earlier because she was drinking my water. I look over, her head is in my glass, drinking my water. You little water stealer, you. Yes. But this brings us to dedication number 4, our last dedication of the evening. Now, this final dedication comes from Monique in California. And she says, I don't need fireworks. I've only needed peace. And you feel like peace. Huh. And she would like me to play Come Away With Me by Norah Jones. Ooh, this is a good song. So, that is Norah Jones, Come Away With Me. And you know what? Peace doesn't mean there's a lack of passion in a relationship. It means there's passion without fear. The right love doesn't spike your anxiety. It steadies your body. Drop me an emoji in the chat if you're joining me live here. If calm, feel like chemistry now. I've been attacked by a cat. Well, I'd like to thank you for joining me here on Love Notes. You know, sometimes we end a little bit early, and that's okay. We all end. We end when it's supposed to. And tonight was about beginning again, not by becoming somebody new, but by finally standing fully in who you are. This is the year love meets you differently because you are different. I'd like to thank you for starting out 2026 with me. If you'd like your dedication featured in a future episode, please submit it through the Passion Zone if you happen to be on my website. If you're joining me live here on TikTok, go to my profile, click on the link. It'll take you to a link page. Second one down is the link for the dedication. And if you're listening to the podcast version of this, then your link is below in the show's notes. And join me next Friday for Love Notes, where desire evolves, standards rise, and love finally feels right again.